Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Canada. Members of Parliament urge Prime Minister to request release of Falun Gong practitioner detained in China. New Zealand and Singapore. Walking with the community to tell people about Falun Dafa. Toronto. Falun Dafa practitioners in holiday parades in seven Canadian cities. A unanimous vote for department chair. Doctor sentenced to 9 years, wife to 4, for refusing to renounce Falun Gong. And Ireland. Falun Gong presentation offered at a high school to help students relieve stress. Now for the stories.
Canada. Members of Parliament urge Prime Minister to request release of Falun Gong practitioner detained in China. Several members of Parliament and human rights organizations took part in a press conference to urge Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to request the release of a Canadian Falun Gong practitioner during his upcoming visit to Beijing. Erwin Kotler, former Minister of Justice and MP, is acting as legal counsel for Canadian citizen Sun Qian, detained in Beijing for her belief in Falun Gong. Mr. Kotler stated, Qian Sun has been arbitrarily arrested, illegally detained, tortured in detention, denied her fundamental freedoms to religion, expression, and association. We call on the Chinese authorities to honor their own rule of law, to cease and desist from all persecution and prosecution, and to release Qian Sun unconditionally and permit her to return to her family in Canada. He indicated that Sun is another victim of the CCP's persecution of innocent Falun Gong practitioners. Conservative MP and former cabinet minister Peter Kent, co-chair of the Parliamentary Friends of Falun Gong, said that Prime Minister Trudeau must speak forcefully in support of Canadian citizens and the families of Canadian citizens who have been imprisoned and abused by Chinese authorities. There are currently 12 family members of Canadian citizens who are imprisoned in China against the country's laws for practicing Falun Gong. MP Kent stated, the PM must speak publicly about the continuing deterioration of human rights and the rule of law, and I hope that any eventual trade agreement with China will have a strong human rights chapter. MP Elizabeth May said, very appropriately, petitioners are asking this House to consider the plight of the practitioners of Falun Gong in China, particularly Canadian citizen Qian Sun, who was illegally kidnapped. I hope the Prime Minister will indeed raise the issues of human rights in his upcoming visit. The Canadian Coalition on Human Rights in China, a group of 15 organizations that includes Amnesty International, released an open letter to PM Trudeau on Thursday, November 30th, asking for the Prime Minister to prioritize human rights concerns in all meetings and exchanges while you are in China. Xin Li, President of the Falun Dafa Association of Canada, wrote to Prime Minister Trudeau saying, the persecution of Falun Gong is a crime against humanity, against tens of millions of people for their spiritual belief in truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance.
New Zealand and Singapore, walking with the community to tell people about Falun Dafa. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the Christchurch Santa Parade on December 3rd. As the third most populous city in the nation, Christchurch is also the oldest established city in New Zealand. For over 70 years, this event has brought joy to both children and adults alike, including tourists from other countries. About 130 groups participated in the parade, including the Tian Guo Marching Band, which consisted of about 70 Falun Dafa practitioners. Spectators were impressed by the beautiful costumes and great music by the practitioners. Many people applauded the band and praised its performance, as well as the Falun Dafa float. Rebecca, one of the organizers, said that she liked the color and layout of the band. She said, the float is great too. Thank you for bringing us such wonderful culture. Natalie, Nadia, and Courtney, three girls from Thailand, were excited to see the Tian Guo marching band. Courtney, 13, plays the Renaud, a traditional musical instrument similar to the Chinese zither. She said, "I like Chinese music, and the band is amazing." More than 60 Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the National Steps Challenge, the New Paper Big Walk 2017, on November 26th, which was joined by about 10,000 people. Starting from the National Stadium, the five-mile walk proceeded through popular areas including Gardens by the Bay, Singapore Flyer, and Grand Prix.
Toronto. Falun Dafa practitioners in holiday parades in seven Canadian cities. Falun Dafa practitioners in Toronto were again invited to participate in many 2017 holiday parades. On December 2nd, the Tiang Wo marching band went to Lakeshore, while Waist Drum team went to Port Perry. They performed together in Mississauga the following day. The previous weekend, on November 25th, the Tiang Guo marching band went to Markham, and the Waist Drum team went to Ajax. They both performed in Weston the following day. They had participated together in a parade in Richmond Hill on November 18th. Bonnie Crombie, the mayor of Mississauga, walked the entire parade route with her staff members before she welcomed and introduced each group during a live broadcast. She greeted the Tiang Guo marching band and thanked practitioners for participating every year. She praised the band for its contribution to the culture of the community and said it brought light to the city. Pamelia Rose, a longtime local resident, said that the Tiang Guo marching band was her favorite group in the parade. "What touches me the most are the words truthfulness, compassion, forbearance on the float. They mean so much, and they are what we all need," she said as she wiped tears from her eyes. "This group makes our parade very special." Mark from Weston moved in time to the drumbeat of the Tiang Guo marching band. He said, "We are all very excited to see this band. Although it's below zero, the band gives us lots of warmth and energy." Ms. He, an immigrant from Hebei Province, China, has lived in Toronto for many years. She said, "Every time I see the Tiang Guo marching band, it always makes me very happy." She was impressed by the practitioners' sincere smiles and said the persecution in China should not have occurred. Ms. Dong from Beijing praised the band for its presentation and music. "It is so nice to see such a great performance, and it makes me feel proud to be Chinese."
A unanimous vote for department chair. When the Department of Environmental Engineering at National Chung Sing University in Taiwan needed a new chair in 2011, the president of the college asked its faculty members to vote for the best candidate. The result was surprising. All 16 faculty members in the department recommended the same colleague, Mr. Lin Mingde, for this position. The president said to Lin, "To be recommended by all colleagues to be department chair, that is something I've never seen before." The students were also overwhelmed. "Professor Lin always takes good care of his students," said one of them. Many of the students said that he is their first choice when choosing an advisor. Lin, on the other hand, said he had not done anything special. "I'm just an ordinary Falun Dafa practitioner. Like many others, I follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance," he explained. He said that the exercises and the Falun Dafa teachings broadened his views. "In the past, sometimes I would panic when encountering new situations, or I complained about things that seemed unfair to me," he explained. "I now know how to handle them with compassion and patience. That is, I am less often disturbed." When applying these principles at his workplace, Lin found that there were many areas where he could improve to become a better person. Lin said that Falun Dafa has made him become more responsible. "In the past, I would put effort into getting things done just well enough. I have now learned to do the very best I can," he added. His dedication and hard work not only earned the trust of his colleagues, but also gained the respect of his fellow community members. Over the past several years, the community has elected him representative for the township. "Whatever you do will be good for us. We all trust you," a neighbor once said to him. Lin's wife, Yang Miying, is also a Falun Dafa practitioner. Back when she was working on her graduate degree in the United States, she developed an intestinal disease and suffered from anemia. After returning to Taiwan, she took care of her elderly parents and children for 14 years, which caused tremendous physical fatigue and mental stress. 5 years ago, she thought about giving Falun Dafa a try. She went to the practice site on campus to learn the exercises and began reading the book Juan Falun at home. Yang said, "Falun Dafa helps me achieve harmony of mind and body." In the past, she was often worried about her children and friends. She said that the practice of Falun Dafa has opened her mind and taught her to be compassionate towards everyone.
Doctor sentenced to 9 years, wife to 4 for refusing to renounce Falun Gong. Dr. Xiao Chenglo, 64, was sentenced to 9 years in prison and his wife, Ms. Gao Wenxu, to 4 years on November 10, 2017, for refusing to renounce Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. They appealed the verdict to the Qingdao Intermediate Court. Dr. Xiao, a doctor of Chinese medicine, and Ms. Gao, who live in Qingdao City, were arrested by police officers when they were distributing Falun Gong materials on May 2, 2017. Their home was ransacked that evening and over the following 2 days. Many personal belongings and more than 20,000 yuan in cash were confiscated. When his niece questioned the officers about the legality of their searches and tried to stop them, she was taken to a detention center and held for 10 days without due process. Dr. Xiao was taken to Shenyang District Detention Center the day after the arrest. He has been on a hunger strike to protest and has been brutally force-fed. He is now very weak. Ms. Gao was sent to Jiem Pudong No. 2 Detention Center on May 3rd. She was interrogated for the entire day on May 8th. The procuratorate approved their arrests on August 31st. Both of them were illegally tried in the Chengyan District Detention Center on September 13th. The family retained a lawyer after the trial. The lawyer realized that no evidence for the defense had been allowed at the trial and requested a retrial. The request was denied and the couple was convicted on November 10th. This is not the first time that Dr. Xiao has been targeted for his faith. He credits Falun Gong for enabling him to recover from heart disease and cervical and gallbladder problems. He never shied away from talking to people about his faith. That landed him in police custody after the persecution of Falun Gong began in 1999. He was arrested several times for his belief and held for 3 years in a forced labor camp and 7 years in a detention center. He was brutally tortured in both places. When he was released in 2013, he was emaciated and weighed only 99 pounds.
Ireland. Falun Gong presentation offered at a high school to help students relieve stress. Malahide Community School, a high school in a coastal town in northern Dublin, Ireland, has been inviting volunteers from the Falun Gong group for the past several years to teach the exercises to their students. As third-year high school students face the pressure of college admission, many parents and teachers seek ways to help students alleviate stress. The school recently arranged all students who will take the college admission exam next year into 4 groups to learn the Falun Gong exercises within 2 days. The Falun Gong practitioners briefly discussed the principles behind the practice and demonstrated the exercises. John, a teacher at the school, said he met practitioners while they were collecting signatures on the street to help stop the persecution of the peaceful group in China. He felt that the exercises were very good for the students and hopes the group will return for years to come. Michael, a practitioner who participated in teaching the exercises at the school for the past 4 years, said he was happy to do so. The school principal said he appreciated the group's efforts to help the students. Background. Falun Gong was made public in 1992 and soon spread across China due to its beneficial effect on health improvement and morality. Nearly 100 million people were practicing by 1999. Out of jealousy and fear of losing control of the people, Jiang Zemin, former head of the Chinese Communist Party, initiated the persecution of Falun Gong on July 20, 1999. The persecution has led to the deaths of many Falun Gong practitioners in the past 18 years. More have been tortured for their belief and even killed for their organs. Jiang Zemin is directly responsible for the inception and continuation of the brutal persecution. Under his personal direction, the Chinese Communist Party established an extra-legal security organ, the 610 Office, on June 10, 1999. The organization overrides police forces and the judicial system in carrying out Jiang's directive regarding Falun Gong, to ruin their reputations, cut off their financial resources, and destroy them physically. The CCP even conducts state-sanctioned live organ harvesting for profit. Due to the CCP's information censorship, the exact number of practitioners killed in the persecution is not known. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.